You told me on my radio show.
First of all, very few people listen to your radio show. That's the good news.
I know. This is Over the Edge. I'm K-Rob. And it's, Wait, are you there? I'm getting a...
Mayday. Mayday, you copy?
Yeah. Well, I, like I said, I'll, maybe I didn't say it, I forgot, yeah. Anyway, I'll be here till 3.
Thank you. problem this country has is being politically correct. I don't frankly have time for total political correctness.
Now I have to get elected because I'll be doing a great service to our country. Now it's much more important. In fact, I'll immediately get off this call and start campaigning right now.
You're fired!
I'd fire his ass right now if I could. Our national debt has doubled. It'll be at $20 trillion. Great job. Great job, Obama.
Our president doesn't have a deal. He's a bad negotiator.
He's weak and he's ineffective.
And he's not respected.
F. Fail. F. Fail. F. F. F.
President Obama, I highly think you should read this book.
Quickly!
We're going to take this country back from these thieves and these crooks and these horrible presidents, these phony presidents.
Many people do not think it was authentic. His mother was not in the hospital. And frankly, if you would report it accurately, I think you'd probably get better ratings than you're getting, which are pretty small.
He's now our president. He's our president.
You have no record. You can't be criticized. Wonderful guy. He's a nice man, but there was no record.
Nobody knew. Not even a little.
I don't regret it.
Why would I regret it?
Damn it. The next time, I'm just going to do it myself, right?
They're sending people that have lots of problems. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
I love the Mexican people. I've had thousands of Mexicans working for me. I sell apartments for millions of dollars to people from Mexico. They love me. They love me.
Look at all the Latinos. Thank you, Don. Let me see that sign. I want to see that sign.
Two waiters came up to me tonight. Mr. Trump, we love you. I said, where are you from? Mexico. He said, that's great. I love you too. I love Mexico. But I said, we need a strong border.
And by the way, they're coming from all over the world, including the Middle East. Come on in. We're stupid. We'll take care of you. We'll pay. Get sick. We'll take care of your hospitalization. What kind of a plan do you want?
We're stupid, stupid policy.
Build that wall. Build that wall. Build that wall.
Their job is much easier now because when they're with me, they're going to be working hard.
Build that wall. Build that wall. Build that wall.
Right now, they just stand there and say, oh, go on through. Hello. Go on through. Welcome to the country, right? We'll take care of you for the rest of your lives.
They say, Donald, you don't really mean we're going to build a wall, do you? And I say, absolutely we're going to build a wall. 100%.
Now, the wall is $10 billion to $12 billion if I do it. If these guys do it, it'll end up costing $200 billion.
Don, you're a little controversial. You're talking about illegal immigration. I said it's illegal.
You mean it's not politically correct and yet everybody uses it?
Remember statement.
We have a country where to assimilate, you have to speak English. English, not Spanish.
The wall just got 10 feet taller. Every single time. Gets 10 feet taller, goes up. Goes up, up, up. 10 feet higher.
All these other characters say, oh, they won't pay because they don't know the first thing about how to negotiate. Trust me, Mexico will pay for it.
Sad. No, it's sad. I came up with that term. It became so defining. It's like having it on his forehead.
Jeb Bush is a low energy person. For him to get things done is hard. I think Jeb is a nice person. He's very low energy. I'm not used to that kind of a person.
Jeb Bush, we call him low energy, low energy. He really is. He's low. He's low. He's low on energy.
The weakest person on this stage by far on illegal immigration is Jeb Bush. They come out of an act of love, whether you like it or not. He is so weak.
Jeb is a nice guy. He's a stiff, okay?
He ought to do what Walker did. Walker
saw... he should drop out?
Oh, absolutely.
He's no chance. And he's been branded as a low-energy person. I don't know who branded him. I don't know. I can't imagine.
When you said low-energy for Bush, you defined him so incredibly. It was over. He can have $125 million in the bank. It's over.
Who would you rather have negotiate with Iran? Trump or...
Yeah.
And I think you can see I'm having a good time. I really am. You know, they said to Jeb Bush, it's like this. They said, are you having fun?
Yes.
Son, you've got to take the lumps in. You thought every once in a while was too tough. Take the lumps up. Be soft. Be a little bit like Jeb Bush every once in a while. Soft.
He can't even put on a tie and jacket. He's running for president.
Jeb. He's asleep. Don't fall asleep when I mention the name, please. You know what's happening to Jeb's crowd, as you know, right down the street? They're sleeping. They're sleeping now.
I call him the reluctant warrior, and warrior's probably not a good word.
I think Bush is an unhappy person. I don't think he has any energy.
Jeb Bush is a total stiff, by the way. A total stiff.
Go ahead, Mr. Trump.
So, again, I don't want to... I know you're trying to build up your energy, Jeb, but stop it. I'm going to just...
I thought he was very weak in the debate. He opened very badly. He closed very badly.
Perhaps you're not. Maybe that's why your show isn't doing as well as it should be.
Oh, you see, that's not nice.
Why didn't you read my quote the way I said it?
I tried to pull it up and I didn't have Wi-Fi.
Well, then you got to get Wi-Fi, okay? Don't ask me questions like that. You're not a very good reporter doing that.
You know what? Do this interview with somebody else.
So we talked about this yesterday on the phone.
This is exactly...
Do the interview with somebody else.
Yeah, do this.
Come on, try getting it out. Try getting it out.
I'll get it out.
I mean, I don't know if you're going to put this on television, but you don't even know what you're talking about. Try getting it out. Go ahead.
This really stupid guy.
Shut down. I want your sister.
She talks about me being dangerous. She's killed hundreds of thousands of people with her stupidity.
How stupid are the people of Iowa? How stupid are the people of the country to believe this? Devalued their currency the other day. They call it a sucking action. They're sucking the jobs and the money right out of our country. That's what they're doing.
These dummies say, oh, well, that's a trade war. Trade war? We're losing $500 billion in trade with China. Who the hell cares if there's a trade war?
I would certainly start taxing.
How could I just
go
China?
I see Rick Perry the other day, and he's so, you know, he's doing very poorly in the polls. He put glasses on so people will think he's smart. It just doesn't work. You know, people can see through the glasses.
When he said he hit a friend of his in the face with a lock, with a padlock, I say, whoa, that's pretty bad.
He took a knife, and he went after a friend, and he lunged. He lunged that knife into the stomach of his friend. But lo and behold, it hit the belt.
And don't forget, this is in his book. I'm not bringing up anything that's not in his book.
I have a belt. Somebody needs to be where the pump's going in because the belt moves this way. It moves this way. It moves that way.
He said he hit or tried to hit his mother over the head with a hammer. I didn't. Me? Mary McLeod? No way.
If you try and hit your mother over the head with a hammer, your poll numbers go up.
Read the definition in the dictionary of psychological disease.
Probably I did say something like that in the throat. I'm talking about persona. I'm not talking about look. Although when I get criticized for my hair, which isn't that bad, nobody does a story about, oh, isn't that terrible? They criticize Donald Trump's hair.
And by the way, look, it really is mine. Give me a mirror.
I promise I wouldn't say that you ran human capital into the ground. I said I will not sell.
The company is a disaster and continues to be a disaster. They still haven't been selling.
That has got value.
He's a disaster on military and defense. If I was in Kentucky, I would run against him, but believe me, I would. First of all, Rand Paul shouldn't even be on the stage. He's number 11. He's got 1% in the polls, and how he got up there was brought to you people. Anyway,
the people of Kentucky are being abused by Rand Paul. The people of Kentucky should get a senator who wants to represent them, not a senator where it's a backup.
Yes, tonight we're closing up the George Washington Bridge because the mayor of the area is against you. People couldn't get across the 6th Avenue.
ambulances, fire trucks, totally full. Nine downgrades. I'll use an expression coming out of my ears, okay? Nabisco leaving Chicago with their big plan. They're moving to Mexico. I'm not eating Oreos anyway. You know that way. But neither is Chris. You're not eating Oreos anyway.
Bible high.
He walks in with the Bible held high, right?
I've met a lot tougher people than him, but I've never met a guy that lies.
This guy's a joke artist, and this guy's a liar.
He can't do it for the obvious reason.
My name's Lion Ted Cruz.
I see him walking into these beautiful cars in Washington, and I say, hey, Lion Ted, how you doing? After we win, we gotta get that name off this. You know, who wants to go around with that name? L-Y-I-N. It's a little apostrophe. L-Y-I-N apostrophe. Lion Ted.
We met Bill downtown Manhattan, and everybody in the world loved New York and loved New Yorkers. That is a very insulting statement that Ted made.
Nasty guy. Now I know why he doesn't have one endorsement from any of his colleagues. He's a nasty guy.
They asked Ted Cruz, what do you think of waterboarding? Is it okay? And honestly, I thought he'd say absolutely. And he didn't. She just said a terrible thing. Shout it out, because I don't want to... She said, I never expect to hear that from you again. She said he's a pussy. Let's go.
Harold, he hit my hands. Nobody has ever hit my hands. I've never heard it this way. Look at those hands. Are they small hands?
All I did is point out to him that on the cover of the National Enquirer, there's a picture of him and crazy Lee Harvey Oswald having breakfast. Now, Ted never denied that. And I said, oh, that wasn't really my father. It's really hard to do. Looks like him. This had nothing to do with me. Except I might have pointed it out.
Lion Ted does not have the temperament to be doing this.
She had nothing going.
Let me choose Carly. Maybe that'll turn it around.
For the first time in the history of American politics, a man who is totally mathematically dead, he cannot win, has appointed a vice president.
He referred to my hands. If they're small, something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem.
Now look, he's got a sign. Show him your hands, Mr. Trump. My hands, look at these hands. These hands hit a golf ball 285 yards. Look at these hands.
No, I'm the only one in the stage that's hired people. You haven't hired anybody.
All you have to do is look at his credit card. I mean, he is a disaster with his credit cards.
Here's the guy that buys a house for $179,000. He sells it to a lobbyist who's probably here for $380,000, and then legislation is passed. You tell me about this guy.
The real con artist is Senator Marco Rubio, who was elected in Florida and who has the worst voting record in the United States Senate. He doesn't go to vote. He's absent. The people of Florida can't stand him. And then it went a third time, a fourth time, and a fifth time. And I was ready to grab him because I thought he was going down. Little Marco. I looked at this picture. Marco Rubio looked like he was about 4'2" tall. If you put like little Rubio up there and he's president, they'll say,
I think Marco is highly overrated. Highly overrated. He doesn't have it.
He's a lightweight. Everyone says, oh, Rubio, he's the next Reagan.
He's no Reagan, that I can tell you.
When they put Marco on to refute President Obama's speech, do you remember that catastrophe? And he's talking. I noticed. I said, man, is he sweating.
Ah, ah.
stuff.
I need water. Help me. I need water. Help.
2 days ago, he said he would take his pants off and moon everybody. And that's fine. Nobody reports that. He gets up and says that. And then he tells me, oh, my language was a little bit rough.
Presidential's easy. You know what presidential is? I walk on.
He said that very simply because he has failed in this campaign. It's been a total disaster. Nobody cares.
It was only a microphone. I thought somebody threw something. I was saying, is that Jeb?
Well, I would say Jeb Bush is a frequent target because when this whole thing started, I thought he was going to be the primary competition. But he's drifted very much to the middle of the pack, and he's rapidly disappearing. So we're going to have to start looking at somebody else.
Has anyone ever heard of Lindsey Graham? He's constantly on television. Lindsey Graham, a total dope.
I'm at 38, I think, in South Carolina. He's at 3. He's a senator.
And I said, wait a minute. That's the guy that I defeated so badly that he went home and he started to cry. And he started to cry.
I watched this idiot Lindsey Graham on television today. And he calls me a jackass. He actually probably seems to be not as bright, honestly, as Rick Perry. I think Rick Perry probably is smarter than Lindsey Graham, but what do I know?
For a religious leader to question a person's faith is disgraceful.
The Pope is hitting me just before the election in South Carolina.
If and when the Vatican is attacked by ISIS, I can promise you that the Pope would have only wished and prayed that Donald Trump would have been president.
A woman came up to me. She said, I'm not sure that you're nice enough to be president. I said, you know what? This is not going to be an election based on a nice person. It's going to be based on a competent person. We're tired of the nice people.
Tried the mother, which is who's a very nice lady. But he tried the mother. That didn't work out so good.
He has a news conference all the time when he's eating. I have never seen a human being eat in such a disgusting fashion.
He's stuffing pancakes in his mouth like this. I never saw bites this big. And I'm always telling my boy, take small bites, man. Little tiny bites.
My son, he was watching. He said, Daddy, look. I said, don't watch.
It's disgusting.
Then they talk about presidential. This is not a presidential person.
Do you want that for your president? I don't think so.
When you make the deal, aren't you supposed to sort of sell everything? And Kerry said he didn't want to bring it up because he didn't want to complicate the negotiation. This guy's an idiot.
$400 million being flown to Iran.
This is in cash, in currency. It's a disgrace.
I wonder where that money really goes, by the way, right?
He doesn't even call to get our hostages back from Iran.
Secretary Kerry, I highly think you should read this book quickly.
Quickly!
Fed is a failed candidate. He failed.
They had no idea that we had millions of more votes than we had when we had that stiff Mitt Romney, a total stiff, running. Who, by the way, said no. He's not a smart person.
When you walk into a stage, you cannot walk like a penguin. You walk like a penguin. I said, this is a problem.
She's one of the worst senators in the entire United States Senate. She's gotten practically nothing done. If it was up to her, you'd have taxes at 95%.
She's got a big mouth. And that's about it. But they use her because Hillary's trying to be very presidential. She's stopping with the shouting, okay?
Honestly, I think she hurt Hillary Clinton very badly. I watched those speeches, the anger, the hatred in her heart. She was getting up with that craziness and that anger. Pocahontas would not be proud of her as her representative, believe me.
Now, I hope she runs with Hillary because I would like to take them out, I'll tell you.
I think she's as Native American as I am.
He is not stopping ISIS, I will tell you.
Look, it's a Bernie person. It's a Bernie. Hello, Bernie. Hey, Bernie, get your people in line, Bernie.
Bernie! Bernie, where are you, Bernie? Oh, we love Bernie. He gets a little nasty and a little cranky every once in a while.
You have to guys take a look at WikiLeaks because Bernie Sanders between Superdelegates and Deborah Wasserman Schultz, he never had a chance. And I was so surprised to see him sign over with the devil.
You know, Bernie Sanders would have been a legend. He He would have gone down as a legendary figure in history if he didn't make the deal with them. But he made a deal with her, and now he's just another guy.
My Bernie, my poor Bernie. Oh, Bernie. I feel so badly for Bernie.
Bernie Sanders has, to use an old word that I use on occasion, he's lost his energy. He wants to go home and go to sleep.
Well, I tell you, the generals aren't doing so well right now. I would bomb the shit out of them.
You're gonna bomb the shit out of them. Sure. I don't care. I don't care.
You gotta knock them out. Knock them the hell out.
And ISIS now is building a hotel in Iraq. They're competing with me.
Bill Clinton was abusive to women. Hillary Clinton attacked those same women and attacked them viciously. Four of them here tonight.
These four very courageous women asked to be here.
Hillary was an enabler, and she treated these women horribly.
I think it's disgraceful, and I think she should be ashamed of herself.
And she's going to take ads about little Donald Trump?
I was with Donald Trump in 1980. I was sitting with him on an airplane.
30 years you've been doing it, and now you're just starting to think of solutions.
If you were an effective senator, you could have done it.
She doesn't do anything about anything other than talk. With her, it's all talk and no action.
Why did Hillary get rid of her middle name? Hillary Rodham Clinton, right? Maybe that's why. It's too close.
You come in from China. You see these incredible airports. We don't have the money because it's been squandered on so many of your ideas.
I want to see a woman become president, but it can't be her. She's a disaster. Hillary is so corrupt. She got kicked off the Watergate Commission.
I can focus on Hillary.
Crooked Hillary. Crooked Hillary. She's been crooked from the beginning.
I call her Crooked Hillary. She's Crooked Hillary.
Crooked. She's crooked as you can be. Crooked Hillary. Crooked. Is she crooked? Is she crooked? Lying Crooked Hillary. I have a list. Page after page. Of the lies.
Look, she's been proven to be a liar in so many different ways. This is just another lie.
Lie, lie, lie.
Lie. Dirty, rotten liar.
Now she's blaming the lie on the late, great Abraham Lincoln. Honestly, I've never lied. That's the good thing. That's the big difference between Abraham Lincoln and you. She's a world-class liar. Just look at her pathetic email server statements.
Is that a wig? It really was shocking to see it.
Boy, oh boy, she's become like a marshmallow.
It was massive. You know, her hair became massive.
505 big, and by the way, I don't like this mic. Whoever the hell bought this mic system, don't the son of a bitch to put it in. I'm telling you. We're outside. So, Fire Marshal, will you let the people in, please? I assume the Fire Marshal's a Democrat, I assume.
If we're attacked, Japan doesn't have to do nothing. They can sit home and watch Sony television.
What are you saying? You're not going to protect them. I say, well, let me ask you.
Have they paid?
And your mom, right? You want to go back to them, or do you want to stay with Donald Trump?
Yeah.
These teleprompters haven't been working for the last 20 minutes. And I actually like my speech better without teleprompters. Believe me.
You know, I haven't been big on apologizing. You do know that. They complain.
Without the media, Hillary Clinton couldn't be elected dog catcher.
The political press is among the most dishonest people that I've ever met.
They don't want to give it straight. Because the press are liars. They're terrible people.
Of course, you're clear. But I think the political press... you're in the middle.
Whoa! Whoa! Most dishonest people in the world. Look at them all back there. Most dishonest people.
Scavengers. They're like scavengers.
That's wrong. They were wrong. It's the New York Times. They're always wrong.
The New York Times, which is... forget it. I call it the failing New York Times.
No, no, no. We're talking about illegal immigration.
You're with Telemundo, and Telemundo should be ashamed. And I'll tell you something, what's really going to be fun? I'm right now suing Univision for $500 million.
All these maniacs back there in the press, they are the worst.
Like this sleazy guy right over here from ABC. He's a sleaze, in my book. You're a sleaze because you know the facts, and you know the facts well.
The most dishonest human beings, these people right here. Look at all the cameras. No, they're the worst.
Spend a little more money on the commercials.
And they'll say, they gave you $1 million to your campaign, and this one gave you five, and this one, you have to do it.
You know these guys? Okay, I'll do it.
You have lobbyists that have a sign. It says Hillary, it's emblazoned, right? Tattooed, it's tattooed right on their forehead. It says Hillary. Basically what they're saying is, I control Clinton.
Politicians are all talk and no action.
It's true.
All talk,
it's all
politicians are really dishonest.
Yeah. They got caught trying to find people so they could give a phony vote. CNN is a disgrace. Oh, they just turned off their camera. Don't worry about that, baby. I love babies. I love babies. I hear that baby crying. I like it. They said I threw a baby out. It turned out I didn't throw out a baby.
Actually, I was only kidding. You can get the baby out of here.
Your mother went on television saying how she loves me.
Listen to my kids. No drugs, no alcohol, no cigarettes. Raise your hands, kids. I promise Donald J. Trump that I will never take drugs. I don't want to say no alcohol, but take it easy on the alcohol.
They spent... Listen to this, $1 million on ads against me in Iowa. They used the best pictures. I look so good in those pictures. I'm trying to find where they got them.
I think he's the worst president maybe in the history of our country. I think he's been a disaster. He's been weak. He's been ineffective. You look at this so-called recovery, it's setting record lows.
Our borders are like Swiss cheese. This man has done such a bad job. He has set us back so far.
I've been here. We spent it on a website. I hire people.
I would never do that.
Go ahead. You still can't answer the question. Mr. President-elect, can you give us a question here?
It's not such lying, disgusting people.
Can you give us a question?
Don't be.
Can you give us a question? Can you stay?
You are fake news.